This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, so now for the real-life bit of today's telecommunications palooza. Maybe this is just me, and in fact, now that I think about it, it probably is. But my guess is that if I say the phrase, now on tap, your mind might first go to the beer menu at your local pub, not the latest and greatest in Google's never-ending quest to be in every aspect of our daily lives. Google, however, would be the right choice. The company announced a whiz-bang version of its Google Now technology at a big conference it held today. It's an improvement on something called contextualized search. Our tech correspondent Molly Wood was there, and we got her on the line for a quick explainer. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
All right, contextualized search. Help me out here. What is that and why does it matter?
So it is the idea that your phone should be able to understand what you're doing, where you are, whether you're driving, what apps you're using, and give you information that you'll need at that exact moment or place. So if you just arrived in San Francisco, maybe you need a restaurant recommendation. But what Google announced today is the ability to do some of that contextual information providing inside an app. So It will know what song you're listening to in a music app. And if you want to tap the home button and ask a question about that song, you don't have to say, you know, what's the real name of the artist Skrillex? That was one example that they gave. If you're listening to Skrillex, Google will know that you're listening to Skrillex.
Which is scary, but anyway.
Yeah, no, the whole premise here, Kai, is that Google will know. They'll know what you're doing and anytime you're doing it. But so that in that app, you'd be able to say, what's his name? And the app would know, Google Now would know that you mean Skrillex, and it would give you his name.
Wow. All right, so a whole bunch of questions come out of this. We don't have time for all of them. I'll get the big ones then. What does this mean for Google as a company? Because it's been under some duress.
Yes, absolutely. It's great for Google because it means that Google can follow you around no matter what you're doing. So if you're in an app, you're still potentially using Google services like Search, like Now, maybe Maps. And so it means that they're still with you all the time. And they're gathering more data about you. They're understanding what you do in apps and on Search.
Right. Well, so that gets me to my second question. And it was going to be, how do I get it? But now it's going to be, do I really want it? Because it's a little creepy.
It's definitely a little creepy. It requires you turning over a lot of information, essentially all information, to Google. But it's the kind of thing where if it works as advertised, it could actually make your life easy enough that you kind of want to.
I don't know. Molly Wood, she's our senior tech correspondent. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.